Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Kimball would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall and www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy schmoly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Kimball.
I'm clapping for myself. Man, it's so crazy, y'all. We're rushing around trying to get ready, five, whoa. And then all of a sudden, ding, and Cheryl, welcome. And now this blanket of tranquility just floats across everything. And
there you go.
Like, wow, where the hell was that 5 minutes ago, man? Oh, my gosh. If any of y'all ever heard, I know Kathleen Long has, because she was the one on the first book. I think y'all uploaded the wrong show. Oh. Remember that time when we uploaded the uncut version, the unedited
version?
Oh, whoops.
We've got to remember to sort of be more like this when we're even uncut, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, folks, if once we get back to going live, man, if you can get an opportunity to come see us live, come on. It's an experience. Oh, so I've been jonesing for Mexican food.
Oh, my God.
On Fridays. Yes. I know this is a first world problem, and I know a lot of people have a lot bigger problems than this, but, oh, God bless you, man, if you're going through that. You know, I mean, our heart goes out to you, and just, man, stay as safe as you can and all that. But Marjorie Arnott just introduced at the Blind Bookstop a new cookbook, Enchiladas.
Really?
And it goes hand in hand with another one of her cookbooks, Burritos. And I was like, oh, I did not need to see that, you know? So, because on Fridays, we usually get together, and Friday evening, there's a little mom-and-pop, little Tex-Mex restaurant that we go to. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because they have a smoking room, had a smoking room, you know, off to the side of their regular dining room. Because when the no smoke, you know, blah, 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 you know, it goes, mm-hmm. Smoker's got to go in this little room. So the room's got maybe four tables in it, something like that. Small little room. But we always sat in there because one of the guys that went with us smoked. No big deal, you know? So after they banned smoking altogether in all restaurants, it was still considered the smoker's room. People still don't go in there, but we do. It's kind of like our room now.
Right.
But crew's in there. They know what we want. Sit down. They bring me my Italian margarita with salt. Oh, I'm just like, man, I want an Italian margarita. But the only way I know how to make them is by 2 gallons at a time. So that's a pretty big margarita there, boy. You're going to be all right. I'll be all right, you know. So, man. But anyway, so what I'm getting around to, eventually we're going to get to the gist of this here. We're going to get to the brass tacks, as Perry Mason says. I've been reading a bunch of old Perry Mason books, y'all, while we've been on break here on hiatus. Bard, that's a wonderful thing, man. And so is that Ultimate Tech Mods, that 64 gig memory card, internal memory, man. I can download
books.
So many books, Cheryl.
Yeah.
And they're all right there, just right there. No extra stuff. No, where'd I put that? Anyway, getting back to what I was saying, we're going to make enchiladas. How's that for getting back on track? I'm good at that. Start over here, and we end up way over here. How'd you get over there? Come back over here. Okay, we're back over here. So we're going to do some enchiladas. We're going to do chicken enchiladas.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do chicken cream cheese enchiladas. And, y'all, the hardest part to making these is somebody to help you roll them up. Because preparing them, you know, is not that hard. As you'll see, it's pretty easy. you know? So we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But yeah, that's going to be good. We might have a little surprise dessert recipe we're going to pop in, but for all y'all that are regular fans of ours, you'll know it because we've made it before. It's quick and easy. Uses a crock pot and a toothpick. If you're like, Cheryl, and you don't have a toothpick, then I guess a knife will do.
For this one, you might really need to find a toothpick.
Yeah, maybe. Or a knife. A knife would work, too. You know, something. But
yeah,
and if you want reference on that, go back, go to our archives, cookinginthedark.libsyn.com, or go to blindmicemegamall.com and just click on the Cooking in the Dark link. That'll get you there, too. But look up show 430 and listen to that, and then you'll reference what we're talking about with no toothpick. You'll understand. Get you caught up if you missed the show last week, which might have because, you know, we've been hit or miss. I mean, sometimes the grocery store has what we need. Sometimes they don't. Yeah. It is what it is. But it's May. And what May means is June is around the corner. And so is summertime, man.
Yes.
It's getting hot in Texas, and that's good.
Yeah. It's nice here.
Yeah,
like 70 degrees.
We had a front come through. Yeah, I went rocking with radar a couple mornings ago, and it was 53 degrees in the morning.
That's exciting.
I came in, my fingers were cold. Now the next day it was 57 degrees, and I tell you that 4 degrees made a heck of a difference because I didn't feel chilled when I came in. I just felt refreshed.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. Yeah.
But of course, radar. I mean, man, I also came in with my left arm 2 feet longer than my right arm because we were cruising.
He's
he says, either with me or I'm dragging you, brother. Let's go. I like the cool weather. We're stepping. Let's roll, man. So our normal 45-minute walk, we turned it in about 12 minutes, I think. Man, we were hooking them. Mercy.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, y'all, stay safe, man. This craziness will be over sooner than later, I hope. Just staying positive, man, watching the numbers flatten out everywhere. So
yeah.
It's good. We just got to remember social distance, wash your hands, be smart, you know, just be smart, man. That's what it takes. And that's the scary part because there's a lot of people that aren't being smart. And unfortunately, it jeopardizes some of us. But not here on Cooking in the Dark because we're smart. Cheryl's way over there. Tim's way over there. So we're all good, man. And the audience is fake. We're piping them in. So everybody's watching, you know, from a distance anyway. Enchiladas, y'all, today. So, Cheryl, there was this Texan, and he went up to visit his in-laws. So him and his brother-in-law went out to eat for lunch. And, you know, us Texans, man, if we like you, we like you. You know, Texas is it's a state of mind, not only just a state. I'm proud to be a Texan, I'll tell you all straight up. But this Texan goes up and visits his in-laws, you know, visits his brother-in-law and sister. And they go out for lunch, him and the brother-in-law. And brother-in-law says, man, let's go, you know, we'll go over here and we'll grab a bite of lunch. And then I want to go take you and go with me. I'm looking at getting a new Cadillac. The Texan says, cool. So they went and had lunch. And brother-in-law picks up the check and they leave. And they're chit-chatting. They go to the Cadillac dealership, and he's looking around, and he finally decides on one. And they're in there getting the paperwork together and all that stuff, and next thing you know, the old Texan pulls out his checkbook and writes out a check. And brother-in-law goes, what are you doing? And he goes, well, hell, you paid for lunch. Least I can do. That's the way we are in Texas. We're generous to a fault, man. You get lunch, I'll get you a caddy. All right. Oh, man. Mexican food around the corner, y'all. Enchiladas. Dale's recipe. Quick and easy. You're going to love it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Cooking in the Dark.
You want Cooking in the Dark downloaded to your podcatcher? Here's our address, http://www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com/RSS. That's Cooking in the Dark, no spaces, all squished together, .libsyn, LIBSYN.com/RSS. And Cooking in the Dark will be delivered directly to your computer. We'll be right back. Dale Campbell here with Cooking in the Dark. And let me ask you a question. When you take something out of the oven and you hear a sizzling sound, do you realize it's you sizzling and not the food? When you're grilling, do you find that your finger's getting cooked, not the meat? If so, you need to get some Grips oven mitts, the same ones that I use when I do Cooking in the Dark. These great mitts will not only protect you to temperatures up to 500 degrees, but they also protect you against steam burns and also burns from hot liquids. They clean up real easy. Just wash them off under the faucet or toss them in the dishwasher. The main reason I love them, though, being blind, I can actually identify what I'm touching right through the mitts without getting burnt. Now try that with a great big old cotton mitt. Also, unlike a cotton mitt, these babies are non-flammable, so you won't touch something accidentally and catch on fire. You know where to get them. Visit blindmysmart.com online and order your set of Grips right now, or if you can't get online, give them a call.
866-922-8877.
And start taking the sizzle out of yourself and putting it back in the food where it belongs.
Hey, y'all. Do what I did and get yourself a 64 gigabyte upgrade memory card from Ultimate Tech Mods. It goes in your Victor Reader stream, and all of a sudden, bam, you've got over 50 gigs of storage, of memory, internal memory. No external cards, no more of this, no more of that. It's all in your stream. I've got 10 books right there now, plus 4 magazines, all internally saved on my second generation Victor Reader stream. That's ultimatetechmods.com, ultimatetechmods.com, or see them at Blind Mice Mega Mall.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we're back. So in my skillet, first we got to get the chicken ready. Now we're using about 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. You can use thighs. You can use ground turkey. You can use ground chicken. You can use ground pork. You can use pork. You can get my drift. If you're making enchiladas, you can just use cheese, but it's going to take a lot of cheese.
You can use vegetables.
What?
You could just do vegetables and vegetable enchiladas.
Did somebody hear somebody talking? Vegetables? What's that?
Hey, it's spring. This is like, there are beautiful vegetables around. You can, you
there
know.
Are some good vegetables. I can't wait. I've got zucchini coming.
Right.
I've found a new recipe. We're going to have to test drive that on the show. I'm going to test drive it myself first, but I think it's going to be all right. So in a skillet, y'all, I've put in 2 cups of water. I'm adding my chicken breasts into this skillet.
And this is whole. Did you like pound, you know, try like flattening it out or anything like that?
No. These are just going to, because once these cook, we're going to shred them.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Yeah.
Okay. So we don't need to beat them up or be mean to them. We're just going to tear them apart once they come out. You guys go in here and be good, and we'll talk to you in a minute. So right now I've got my skillet on high so we can get it up to heat. And we're going to put the lid on it. So these are going to kind of cook from the heat. But now we've got them in here in a couple layers. So we are going to have to come back and play with them a little bit. Move them around some. But that's the first step. We'll get these going here. All right. So we've got the lid on those.
And
now the rest of this recipe is... Yes, ma'am.
Before you go any further, so suppose I don't want to do this in the skillet. Could I just as easily, like, roast the chicken breasts and then shred?
You can roast them in the oven.
In the
oven. Can cook them on the George Foreman grill.
Okay.
You can buy canned, already cooked chicken.
Oh.
The one thing with steaming them this way, because we're not really we're cooking them, but we're also steaming because mm-hmm. the water is going to boil and that steam is going to help them steam.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, they won't tend to overcook as easily, dry out as easily, okay?
Yeah.
Like if you're doing chicken in a crock pot, I mean, I recommend using thighs instead of breasts just because the breasts can sometimes overcook and dry out a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
where the thighs won't. Even with this recipe, if you wanted to use thighs instead of breasts, go ahead on. Because the breast is white meat, thighs are dark meat. Dark meat has a little more oil in it.
Yeah.
They're yeah, not as dry, so they won't dry out as much. It just so happens at the store, they had a 10-pound bag of Chilean bread, boneless, skinless chicken breast from Chile. 10 pounds, y'all, for $10. What?
Wow.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take two if I can, please. You know, and they were frozen. Hell, take them home, put them in the freezer, and we're good to go. So, anyway, because of that, we're very good.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and get everything kind of prepped here. So when we start building, we can build. I've got a half of an onion. Now, instead of dicing this onion, can you?
Are you?
We're grating it.
You're grating it? Ooh.
Uh-huh. So you're going to get the onion flavor, but you're not going to have a whole lot of onion, big bits of onion in it. I learned this trick from a friend of mine's wife, because he hated onions. He wouldn't eat anything with onions in it. So she learned that if she grated the onion, it would put the flavor in there. He wouldn't see the onion and never know it was there.
Oh, that is hilarious.
See? It's good to be the cook, man. Us cooks we're sneaky sometimes. So this comes out to be just about a half a cup of grated onion. And we'll put that off to the side. We don't need that right now, but we'll use it here in a little bit. So what our plan is here, let's go through what we need. You need about 2 pounds of chicken. Boneless, skinless breast, boneless, skinless thighs, ground chicken, ground turkey, anything like that. Now, some of these enchilada recipes, they say you can cut the chicken into strips. You can cut it into cubes. I kind of prefer shredding it. If I were going to grill it, like on a indoor grill or outdoor grill, and then make enchiladas with it, mm-hmm. which is very good too, just FYI,
right.
I would cut it into strips.
Okay.
So that you could have that flavor, you know?
Yeah.
The way we're doing this is kind of a fast recipe.
And you didn't put any seasonings on it, right? You just put the breasts right in.
No, because right now they're still kind of frozen. So,
okay.
In just a few minutes, I am going to put a little salt and pepper on mm-hmm. them, probably just some salt. I mean, and the seasoning is up to you. I mean, I know, man, you want to sprinkle some chili powder on there, knock yourself out. You know, if you want to put some Mr. or Mrs. Dash.
Right.
Any of that good stuff. Just salt. That's what we're doing. Just salt only. Okay. In fact, just checking them. Yeah, I'm going to add just a little bit of salt here now. Okay. There we go. So that'll take a bit. Now I've got 16 ounces of Colby. Actually, it's Monterey Colby Jack cheese.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
A block of that we're going to grate. So this recipe, as I was saying, you're going to need about 2 pounds of chicken,
mm-hmm.
boneless, skinless, breasts or thighs or ground chicken or turkey, a 16-ounce package of Colby cheese or Monterey Jack cheese or jalapeno Jack cheese. You're also going to need an 8-ounce package of cream cheese, 4 cans of enchilada sauce, maybe 5, depending on how heavy you want the stuff sauced, 2 4-ounce cans of diced green chilies, and then a package of either 10-inch or 7-inch corn tortillas, you know, 25 or 30. You pick your poison there, depending on how many of these you're going to make. Now, one thing I will say about this recipe, y'all, if you cook them all up, you know, make a whole couple pans of them, cook them up, you can pull off 3 or 4 of them, wrap them in foil, you know, after they come out and cool.
Right.
Pull out 3 or 4 of them, wrap them in foil, and put them in the freezer. And then when you want enchiladas, you can pull out 4 of them at a time, just heat them up.
That sounds like
you know,
a good
throw
plan.
Them back in your oven to reheat them or open them up, pull them out and microwave them, although I would say they'd be much better in the oven reheated than in the microwave. But just me. Or pop them in that new Black & Decker toaster oven. Man, they'd heat up in there very nicely, too. If you want to see that Black & Decker toaster oven, go to talkingtoasteroven.com, and you can read all about it. Check it out. It's It's awesome. Everybody loves it. So here we go. I'm going to divide this cheese in half. And I'm just guessing. I just kind of cut down the middle of it. Well, it didn't do too bad, Cheryl. I probably hit that pretty close.
All right.
Time to go place a bet. Boy, you're feeling lucky today. Got the luck running. Okay, so let me get this grated. And we're going to I'm just using the manual grater. I'm using a tower grater.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. Kind of like a box grater. Some people know it as that.
Well, I like it. Everything falls right in between, in the middle.
Yeah,
there.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing over a paper plate, I'm setting the box grater, and I'm just grating the cheese sitting over the top of this paper plate. What I want is about 2 cups of grated cheese, and we're going to put this in with the meat when we build the enchilada. Hmm. So there's not much to it. Now, what you're supposed to do, or what the recipe says, is heat up a skillet with oil in it, flip a tortilla in it for 10 seconds, and take it out. Hey, I don't like getting that close to hot grease. I don't know about y'all. So the whole purpose of that, as Cheryl pointed out, is just to make it soft, make the tortilla pliable so you can actually do stuff with it, roll it up without it tearing or breaking. So that's what we're going to do. Except we're not going to do the grease method. We're going to just toss it in the microwave. You can do like 3 or 4 of them at a time in the microwave for about 20 seconds. That'll soften them up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pop them out, fill them, roll them, put them in a pan. Woohoo! Okay. I've got the other half of cheese here. I'm grating real fast, Cheryl. So when we build the enchilada, fill in the tortilla, it's going to take a little bit of the meat, a little bit of the enchilada sauce, and a little bit of this cheese. Then we just roll them up and put them in a pan. Sounds so simple. That's what I'm saying. The hard part is the labor of making all those enchiladas, man.
The rolling of the enchilada?
Yeah, the filling and the rolling. This other stuff pretty much does its own thing, you know?
This is true.
So, hey, let's take a little break right here real quick, y'all. We're going to let our chicken keep on cooking because we're kind of ahead of the game now. We've got our cheese ready. We've got our onions ready. The enchilada sauce, all we need to do to get that ready is open some cans and put it in the pop pan. Open some cans, put it in the pan, and let it do its thing and let it heat up. So we'll take 5 right here. Well, I mean, we might take 10 here, but you won't be gone that long. We'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark.
Cooking in the Dark shows are archived at www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. That's www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. Go there now and have a listen to an old show.
This is Noah Carver, and I wonder if you know where to get an awesome Braille cookbook. Well, I do. At Blind Bookstop, there's over 190 different titles to choose from, all in Braille. And if you prefer it this way, or you're not a Braille reader, we've got you covered because we've got the conveniently easy electronic text format that you can open on your computer, lickety-split. So get yourself down to blindbookstop.com, where you'll go crazy with over 190 titles to choose from. Blindbookstop.com.
Order online or order by phone, 866-922-8877.
Hey, y'all, I want to tell you about the Danny Boy Stand. Some of y'all have heard about it, others haven't. But it's a stand created by who? Dan. Danny Boy. He got fed up with all the stands to hold your iPhone.
you know, stationary while you try to read a document, you know, using Q&R Speak or Seeing AI or any of those things. I use Seeing AI and, man, try to don't breathe or cough when you're trying to scan something. Oh, it's a mess. Now I just set my phone in the top of my Danny Boy, slide my document underneath it, and there it is. It reads it right away. Check it out at DannyBoyStand.com. That's DannyBoyStand.com. Or you can also see it at BlindMiceMegamall.com. The Danny Boy Stand. You need it.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark.
Out of the kitchen. All right, y'all. We're back. Our chicken is done. So I've been shredding some of it. Actually, I'm letting it cool because it's hot.
It is pretty hot.
So we'll let it let it cool right now. Yeah. With the steam coming off of it, is that a clue? Yeah.
I know. Even
didn't
somebody once give us a suggestion of having like a bowl of water next to you, and you could like, I don't know, what would you do? You'd sort of cover your fingers with water, and you'd be able to hold.
Well, you can do that like if you're reaching into a skillet, you know, to touch something, or or that's a great tip. You know,
could you say, I'm sure people are like, what was Cheryl trying to say? Could you sort of state it out
clearly? So what you do is keep, if you're cooking, and sometimes you have to reach in, you know, have to touch stuff in the skillet to see if it's done or not, see what its consistency is. You can dip your fingers in the water and then pull them, you know, go ahead and reach in and touch what you need to touch. And that way, if you accidentally miss it and hit the skillet, you're not going to burn yourself. Unless you stay in contact for a long time. If you just make contact real fast and realize it and then back off, that water is going to create like a little protection barrier for you for a tenth of a second or whatever it takes for you to realize, oh, that's not the piece of chicken or the hamburger or whatever I was looking for. All right, I'm putting the enchilada sauce into a 4-quart pot. We've got 5 cans I'm using. I decided to use 5 instead of 4. While our chicken cools, we'll get our enchilada sauce going.
Get our sauce going, yes.
And this is the best part of this, because I was reading some recipes, and man, they're talking about you making your own sauce and doing all this, and I'm like, oh.
We can do this.
They make it in cans now.
And it's like, I do have some time, but I'm thinking I could spend it some other way.
I mean, eating my
enchilada would be better than...
Yeah, if you want to get after it, you can do it that way. But let me tell you, this is so much easier. Opening a can, popping it in, being done with it. So I've got 2 more cans here. Let me get them open real fast. I've got this over medium heat, so our enchilada sauce is going to warm up.
Right.
Then we can turn our attention to the chicken that we need to continue to shred. All right. And a note, too, for y'all. When you're buying enchilada sauce, they have medium, they have mild, they have hot.
Did you just buy the hot one?
We got the medium.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got the medium. Don't need to go to all that hot. I used to do hot all the time, man. Loved hot all the time. But can't do it anymore.
Hmm.
Used to be called a Zantac night until, you know, Zantac turned out to be bad for you. Okay, so now we're going to take our 2 cans of diced green chilies.
All right.
Get these opened. What in the hell? This is a can that does not want to be opened.
Okay, there we go. You will be opened. It's like a can that doesn't have a very good lip on it.
Oh, so it's
for the
it's hard for
the can opener to grab onto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get this going here. There's one can in. We'll add the other can here. The one that was being obstinate. All right. We're just going to let our let that sauce just kind of do its thing. Let's come back over here to our chicken. I pulled the breasts off, and to shred them, I was using the fork trick, y'all, but you know what? Fingers are faster. So I'm just pulling the breast apart, and it kind of feels like string cheese, if you've ever done string cheese.
Yes.
So I'm just kind of pulling them apart. I'm wanting pieces. I've tore the breast down into smaller pieces. So the pieces are maybe, you know, 2 or 3 inches long and, you know, I mean, sometimes as wide as the whole breast was. But that way, because I don't want really super long, stringy pieces of chicken,
mm-hmm.
but I do want some, I do want it shredded, kind of pulled apart into smaller pieces. So my goal is pieces about, oh, 1 inch or 2 inches long at the most. And again, just shredded, just pulled apart. Once you start pulling the breasts apart, you'll see what I mean, how easy they come apart too.
Yeah. And it's interesting, like I hadn't done like shredding of chicken, I don't know, until actually we talked about it on a show. And so I did it and I was like, oh, look at this. And I don't know. It like gives a different flavor, I think, to things. Or maybe
flavor, different texture, something.
Yep.
I don't know what it is, you know.
It does make a difference.
It's kind of like the time when the first time I cooked a spaghetti squash, I'm like, open it up. I'm like, oh, I see why you call it a spaghetti squash.
Yes.
I get it now.
Exactly. I bought one just for that reason, because I'm like, what are they talking about? And then you bite and you're like, oh, the squash itself comes out in little stringy pieces like spaghetti. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, last here. All right, here's our chicken done. So here we go. Chicken's going in back in our pan that we cooked it in. I drained the water off that we used to steam cook it. And we're going to put a little fire under that. Wash my hands here. Get a little fire going under there. And then I'm going to put our cream cheese in with this chicken.
Oh, I was wondering. I was like, cream cheese, where's that going? Okay, here we go.
And I'm going to put the onions in. Let me add the onions right now.
This is going to be good.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. Okay. Oh, my hands are wet. I can't grip the cream cheese wrapper. My fingertips are still.
Because
you can just pull this dude apart.
Right.
And it'll just open right up. Remember, I used to cut all the way around it. And Miss Powers called me and said, you don't got to do that. Just the seam will just tear right open on the seam. I'm like, oh, yes, okay. And voila.
It does.
It does.
Yes.
Just like as advertised.
Isn't it nice that, I mean, there are like one or two people listening and they care enough to call and say, here's a suggestion. You could do
yes.
it this way. It's very nice.
That's what's cool about it. That's what's great about the list, too. You know, everybody just helping everybody out.
Right. So how can I get on the list?
Send me $100. Oh, you walked into that one.
I did. I don't know why. I keep, you know.
Yes,
go ahead.
Send a blank email. No, I'm sorry. Don't make it a blank email. Send an email to cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org and put subscribe in the subject line. Cooking in the Dark, all squished together, no spaces, no dashes. Cooking in the Dark, dash, hyphen, however you want to say it, request@acbradio.org. Subscribe in the subject line. Send it off. You'll get a notification to reply to that'll add you to the list, and there you go. Then you can start sharing all the recipes, all the cool stuff that everybody else gets.
Exactly. And you could start sharing, like, your experiences, you know, like, I do it this way, or I make it this way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did it my way. Okay, I'm going to add a 2 tablespoons of cumin, ground cumin, to our sauce right now. And then our sauce is pretty much ready. Okay?
So how high is the fire under the chicken stuff? Is that a
chicken is on chicken's on medium.
Okay.
And the sauce is on medium.
Okay.
I just want to heat the chicken up because we're about ready to start building here.
Okay. So you want to, like, the cheese, what is it? It's not cheddar cheese, it is
cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
Colby cheese. Yeah, yes. The cream cheese is in with the chicken.
Okay.
So it's going to heat up, we're going to melt it, and we're going to mix it in with the chicken.
Okay.
Then, coming up, we're going to add about 1/2 cup of our enchilada sauce here and our green chili mixture to our chicken and stir it all up so it's all pretty well coated. Then, we're going to start building our enchiladas.
Wow, I'm ready.
I'm going to have to get me a little work plan going on here. Put the, you want cheese where you can get to it. You want a working plate where you can have your working tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
You want your pan where you can get to it. After you roll up the enchiladas, you need to put those someplace.
Are you going to put them in like this like 13 by 9 inch pan or something like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm, sure do.
And then put it in the oven, right?
And then bake it for about 20 minutes, yeah. Everything's already pre-cooked. What we want to do is just heat them up to where the cheese is bubbly.
Oh.
Bubbling, 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 bubbling. Okay. Let's see how this is doing over here. When I say this over here, this is our chicken mixture. It's heating up pretty good. So let me go ahead and add in our enchilada sauce. So I'm just dipping in, I'm using a 1 cup measuring cup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not full, but it's over half full. It won't really matter. This is all going to come together anyway. I just want to get a little liquid in here and a little seasoning. Not really so much the seasoning. Just as we're heating the chicken up, because there's not really anything in there else, you know, water or anything, I don't want it to start burning and sticking to the pan as we start mixing it all up. Now I'm just kind of stirring it up, y'all, stirring to the middle. So I go with my wooden spoon here. Oh, say from 12 o'clock to 10 o'clock. I'm left-handed, so I'm moving counterclockwise around the pan. And I just go to the middle of the pan. And I just keep working my way all the way around the pan in about a little two-hour increment window, I guess, if you want to call it that, 12 to 10, 10 to 8, 8 to 6, you know, about that much, just move into the middle of the pan, just kind of stirring everything around together.
Mm-hmm. And this is, I mean, you can absolutely feel when the cream cheese is melted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, we're heating up here. Everything's good there. Okay. Room salata sauce is starting to bubble. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. I just did a little taste test on the meat. I think we're looking good here. I think we're looking good. All right. So we're going to take take a couple minutes here. We're going to take a break so we can get everything set up here to start building these enchiladas. And we'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark.
Blind My Smart has your perfect product, Braille measuring cups and measuring spoons. That's right, it's a 9-piece measuring cup set from 1/8 of a cup to 2 cups. And they all have Braille. The same with the measuring spoons. You get an 11-piece set that goes from a 1/64 of a teaspoon, just a little bitty bit, all the way up to 2 tablespoons. You'll never need another measuring set again. And best of all, they're at blindmysmart.com, where you won't lose your tail.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Visit a good friend of mine, Julie, and her store at blindmicemegamall.com on the go. She has tons of awesome dog guide products to keep you on the go. A lot of things are custom made, sweaters, leashes. I have a beautiful leash in the Houston Astro colors, bright orange. She makes them all. Bells, all kinds of stuff, shoes, raincoats, everything you need to keep you and your guide dog on the go. Plus, you can visit her directly at shop-onthego.com. That's shop-onthego.com. It'll take you right to her store at blindmicemegamall.com. Tell her hi. Tell her the mice sent you.
Join me, Noah Carver, and all the other members on the Cooking in the Dark listserv. Get answers to cooking questions, tips, and great recipes while getting to know all these great folks. It's easy to join. Just send an email to cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org with the word subscribe in the subject line. That is cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org, all squished together, no spaces, with subscribe in the subject line. We'll see you on the list.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we are back. I'm getting my little quarter cup measuring cup out, because we are going to need it. So we've got our baking pan here. I'm going to hit it with a little vegetable spray. Not so much in the bottom, but around the edges for sure. This is going to be a mess. I'm using a glass baking dish, too. I love glass. I love glass. So first thing I'm doing is I'm putting about a half a cup of our enchilada sauce in the bottom of this pan. Okay. Now, it's time to start building. So in the plate, I've got just a regular dinner plate here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put just a little bit, maybe a tablespoon of enchilada sauce in that plate. Now, I just microwaved 4 tortillas, and I'm not going to hold y'all here while I do the whole thing. We'll get started here, and then we'll have the old time machine blast you a little bit forward. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the tortilla, and plop it down in the plate where we put a little bit of the sauce and then flip it over. So now we have sauce on both sides. I'm using a tablespoon. I'm going into the chicken mixture, getting some, about a tablespoon of this. We're going to use 2 tablespoons roughly. What I want to do is I'm just kind of putting the chicken. Don't want too much because you want to be able to roll this up. So you want to just put a little thin line. Right now I'm looking at, that might be too much, but you'll judge. I mean, you just got to do it. Try it as you go. I'm going to get a little bit of cheese and sprinkle a little bit of our Colby Jack cheese here over our meat. And here we go. We just roll up. So what I did is I flipped the bottom of the tortilla, or the edge of the tortilla that's furthest away from me, up over the top of the meat. And I'm taking this, right after rolling it up, just putting it in the pan. That's all there is to it. We'll do another one here. Same way, same way. Flip-flop. A little meat across the middle. Okay. Little bit of cheese here. And I want to put a little enchilada. I forgot on that last one. Yeah, that's the trial one. We want to put a little enchilada sauce. So I just pour a little enchilada sauce over the meat and cheese. Now, this is a great recipe for a group. This is a great recipe for a party.
Yeah.
Where you can have people coming over, everybody has a different task, everybody does different parts of it, and you all cook dinner together.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it fun, good socializing.
Well,
so basically, y'all, here's what we want to do. You just want to keep doing this, rolling them up, putting them in the pan, and you want to lay them in the pan the same direction. Okay, so the bottom, the flipper part, mm-hmm. you know, wherever you roll it up.
Right.
You want that roll, you want those all facing the same direction. So when you, after you bake them, when you slide a spatula under, you got it. You know, you're not like, you're able to scoop them out safely and evenly. You're not running the chance of slipping that spatula in between a couple of them.
Oh, and then it falls out.
You know?
Yeah.
So it all opens up and falls out.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one more. I'm going to build one more. Then we're going to hit the time machine so you don't have to stick around with me while I do the rest of these. Okay, there's the meat. There's the cheese. Here comes a little enchilada sauce. In the roll. Roll it up. Stick it in the pan. Just like that, man. All right. Hey, everybody, keep your hands and your feet inside until the show has come to a complete stop. We're going to hop on to the time machine, and away we go. Okay. Everybody here?
Yes, we are here.
Cool. All right, good deal. So now we've got this. We're going to cover. We've got our whole pan of enchiladas made, filled up. We're going to put enchilada sauce over the top of the enchiladas and then sprinkle more cheese, more of our Colby cheese, over the top of the baking dish. We're going to cover it and pop it in the oven. Just put some foil on it. Doesn't have to be tight. Just lay some foil over the top of it. Toss it in the oven at a 350-degree oven for about 20 minutes. About after the 20 minutes is up, you can take the foil off and just let it bake for about another 5 minutes. That'll kind of brown up some of that cheese on top.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, or if you don't, just pull it out after the 20 minutes. You want the cheese to be bubbly and you're ready to go. Spatula out two or three of these onto a plate, give somebody a fork and an ice cold beer or a margarita, and there you go, man. We're ready to rock. So hey, we're going to take five right here. We'll be right back. We'll recap the recipe and see you later. Don't go anywhere. Cooking in the Dark. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a bathroom scale? Well, the mice have the perfect one for you. It's the XL 440 talking bathroom scale. With a maximum capacity of 440 pounds, it offers a nice wide platform for stability and a clear speaking voice. Best of all, it carries a lifetime warranty. It'll be the last bathroom scale you ever buy. Get yours for under 50 bucks. That's right, the XL 440 talking bathroom scale with a lifetime warranty.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
You have a personality? Show it with a personalized cane from Custom Cane. Are you a sports fan? Show it with your favorite team. Are you a musician or do you love the beach? We can design your lifestyle into your cane. We provide restoration and cane accessories too.
Remember, don't be playing. Go Custom Cane.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Tell you something else hot is that Black & Decker talking toaster oven. So easy to operate. Got two rows of buttons. The top row, you set your cook mode. Bake, broil, toast, warm. The second row of buttons, you set your temperature. You know, each mode has its own range, so you select your temperature. Third row of buttons is you select the time. And the fourth row is start and stop. 12 by 12 cabinet, 8 inches tall, 2 racks. Comes with this crumb tray, comes with a pan that you can bake in or whatever. Or if you're boiling, you can use it under the rack, you know, as a drip pan in case you don't have a little boiler pan for it. You know, check it out. Go read about it, blindmicemarts.com. Just put in toaster oven in the search field. It'll pop right up. They've got two ways to buy it, but you better get on the list, man. When that was introduced, there were 27 orders for the pre-order. The first day, there's been over 60 people order it already within, like, the first few weeks. But that's the Black & Decker talking toaster oven at blindmicemarts.com. Check it out, y'all. It is very cool, very cool.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back to Cooking in the Dark.
All right, y'all, we're back. And hey, enchiladas, man. They're good, they're good, they're good. I've got mine right here. Cheryl's got hers in front of her. We took them out, let them, when they come out of the oven, y'all, you want to let them sit and rest for about 5 or 10 minutes. So they'll kind of start to set up and the cheeses will kind of start to harden a little bit and then give you a little more hardness to scoop out, you know, make them easier to pull out. So for this recipe, we used 5 cans of enchilada sauce, 15-ounce cans. We used 2 4-ounce cans of sliced green chilies. We used 2 pounds of chicken breasts or chicken thighs, boneless, skinless, or you can use 2 pounds of ground chicken or ground turkey meat, any of that. Very easy to do. We also took 16-ounce block of Colby or Monterey Colby Jack cheese and grated that down to use inside and over the enchiladas, about 2 teaspoons of ground cumin if you want to add that, a little salt and pepper to the chicken if you want to add that. Otherwise, that's it. Cook your chicken, shred it. Oh, and you need 25 or 30 tortillas, corn tortillas preferably, forgot those. But man, it all comes together. Shred the chicken, heat up the sauce, the enchilada sauce, put the green chilies in with the sauce. Once your chicken is cooked and shredded, add a package of cream cheese to that. add about a half a cup or so of enchilada sauce to the chicken, and then start filling your tortillas and rolling them. Once you roll them, pop them in a pan. Once you get the pan full, pop it in the oven. 350, 20 minutes with some foil over the top. That's all it takes. All right, y'all. For Cheryl and Tim, this is the dude with the food, the big cheese. We're out. AMF.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Tell me
this is Bird Note. Hummingbirds make hovering look effortless. They're built for it, with flexible wrists that rotate their wings in a rapid figure-eight motion, generating almost constant lift. But wind tunnel experiments with flying birds show that hovering is hard work. As one scientist put it, a hovering hummingbird represents the upper limit of aerobic locomotion in vertebrates. In other words, hummingbirds are athletes on par with galloping horses or humans running a marathon. But hummingbirds aren't the only flyers up to the challenge. Eurasian skylarks even sing while hovering, sometimes for minutes on end. Different from a hummingbird, a lark flutters its wings 10 to 12 times per second, relying entirely on lift produced by the downstroke. Other small birds hover briefly. In search of insects, tiny birds like kinglets float above the tips of branches for just a few seconds. Even larger birds like hawks and kites make use of head-on breezes and what's called wind hovering when they search the ground for prey. The kestrel is a master of wing hovering. Flapping forward but counterbalanced by the wind, the kestrel appears tethered to the ground by a string. So, while hummers might be the most impressive hoverers, they're not the only birds to employ this gravity-defying maneuver. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Have you heard about the audio journal show, Young at Heart? It's okay to be young at heart. The show is about listening to simple stories about simple and happy tales of life. By listening to Young at Heart, you will experience the delight and wonder of being, well, young at heart. And since laughter is the best medicine, many of the stories will also make you smile, chuckle, or even laugh out loud. So pull up a comfy chair, take off your shoes, and bend your ears to the audio journal show, Young at Heart, every Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m.
This is a public service announcement from the Massachusetts Association for the Blind. The Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired provides assistive technology training for persons with visual impairments. If you or a family member are interested in receiving one-on-one specialized training, please contact 617-991-7073 or email atcenter@mabcommunity.org.